Turundusdoktor aitab.
It's a short case study we have today, and it sounds like that. Hi, I work for a small museum in South Estonia. We have been successful in attracting local schools to our exhibitions, educational programs and Christmas Wonderland. This has been successful during the recent years, but last year the schools complained that they didn't have any money for excursion and educational programs, and often not enough for bus rent. There are Christmas Wonderlands everywhere all over Estonia, and schools and families prefer to go to the ones nearby. And please help.
Wow, well, they have a problem. This is an easy one. It's, you know, you have to do some public affairs. Tell the politicians to give schools and museums more money so that they can pay for the buses.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you can't do that, I would say it's important for the museum to become more visible, to become more interesting to different target groups, to communicate its content, to tell them what this museum is all about, to create ambassadorship, both from well-known third-party endorsers and young students. So I guess they need to create some public events with celebrities. They need to go more on social media, create buzz, to create competitions and media publicity. Have stories told, because if they are just one of all those museums and Christmas wonderlands, they need to stand out in some way. That's my take on it.
I absolutely agree. They also explained me before that that usually the schools got money for the buses because they applied for some kind of project, and now there are many projects that haven't been approved, and that's why they couldn't come. I think that when I look a bit what has happening in the market, I think that the schools and also the museum probably have been too much satisfied with what they had. It worked well, you wrote a project, you got some money, you went to the museum, and it was fun for all of the parties. But now when the situation has changed, it really needs that you look differently. And it'd be one thing also that you have I think the museum is an excellent opportunity for different stories. You can tell stories about every single item and not just explaining the facts about how did it, what the item is, but you can tell how did you find it, who found it, what did you do with it, how do you preserve it, how people used to use it before, who were the people who were using. So there are so many different stories you can tell around every single item you have in the museum. This is why the marketing of a museum is much more exciting than marketing of companies, because there you really need to make up the stories. In the museum, it's everything hidden there. So I think that a lot of stories are hidden, and you really need to dig deeper and try to understand what are the main themes that people are interested in and how you can support it with your items and the stories in the museum.
And
I think also that from the funding point of view. Yes, I understand there are projects and maybe they are not kind of approved as often as you would like to, but there are other ways of collecting money. You can use different crowdsourcing possibilities, but you can also use your own students to kind of do some kind of charity or collect money for the bus trips and excursions. So I don't think that it's the end of the world when you don't get the project money. There are so many other things you could do.
And involvement is one. Engagement and involvement of the students and schools It's probably essential, like the storytelling.
Absolutely. And I think also that bringing together all the local people, if it's a local museum in South Estonia, it's really important that the museum becomes as a center for the local community, because it's their history, it's their grandparents' history who have lived there. So there are a lot of things, and it might be that the grandchildren live somewhere around in Estonia or around the world. Bring them back, share the stories with them, ask them to contribute with the new stories. There are a lot of things you could really do, not only with crowdfunding, but also with so-called user-generated content that can help to promote the museum and become like more alive for the people who are there, and may help them also become more proud of the history and the roots.
Really pointing on something that we talked about earlier, and that's ambassadorship and involvement and dig where you are. They have a source of a rich them of the stories.
Absolutely. And I think that also maybe some kind of the concept, I know that Iceland is very famous of the concept that to increase the amount of tourists, they ask all the Facebook friends to come and visit them.
Yeah.
So it might be also that you in the local community might also have all your Facebook friends come and visit our local museum and come and get to know our local history. So all the kind of community things are really, really kind of well accepted. And and if you can choose either to visit an anonymous museum somewhere or a museum that is really part of the community, you would probably prefer the second one.
Yeah, well, we have good opportunities with the new digital medias, and we just need to learn how to use them. And I think that's one of the most essential ways to engage is through social media. In the right way to do it.
Absolutely. Lars Ola, I want to ask about the social media. I know that in Estonia, some people, especially in the museums, think that they are afraid of showing too much or afraid of telling too much in the digital media, because they say that, or they think that then people will lose interest and not to come to see the things.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
I would say the opposite. Show as much as you can. That will create interest. That will show that you have something to offer them. You have something to show. You have a rich value that is going to be shown when you come to the museum. So, on the contrary, they should show a lot. They should show that they know everything. They have this source. So don't be afraid of it, because this is what creates interest in social media and in the source, the sender.
Thank you for supporting me. Supporting me and the ideas. And thank you for participating today's show. Dear listeners, thank you also. And please listen us in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we really love to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.